So here we're up to, in the laws of Shema, we're doing chapter 72, Ayin Beis. The heading of Ayin Beis is Din Noise Hamito V'Amanachmim V'Amalavim Boi Heisifim. This is going to discuss the law, those people that carry the bed, which is the coffin. And the olden days, they would take them out with a bed, not in a coffin. Today, we take them in a box, in a coffin. And also the laws of those who comfort the mourners and those who escort go along with the deceased, which has and it has in it five subsections. And this is, of course, how it relates to the reading of the Shema. What is the obligation of the people to the reading of the Shema? And this is still follows the third chapter in the Tractate of Brachos, which discusses the laws as it pertains to the people as reading the Shema. So, subsection one, Aleph.
The people are the mourners.
No, the people that are there to help the mourners, to either to comfort them or to those that carry the pallbearers, they call them, or the, you know, those are the people that is discussing here. What is their obligation as far as the Shema goes? Sifal, noisei hamita, those who actually carry the bed. But then you have v'chilufeyem, those that exchange them, because the way it used to be, everybody wanted to have the privilege, or it was too difficult for the same people to carry the bed the entire way until the cemetery, until the burial. So they had people exchange them. So you have those who exchanged, and then you have those who exchanged the exchangers. So there were all these different people that were going to be carrying the bed. Ben oisum shalifnei hamita, whether those that are ahead of the bed, in other words, they're before, they're in front of the bed, whether they are in the behind the bed, since the bed with the deceased on it needs them, they need to carry it, so it doesn't matter whether they're ahead or they're behind. If there is a city that has a group which is prepared for this, is their job, like the Chevra Kadisha, or they, in this case, they have people that their job is that they carry the bed with the deceased in it. So, and what happens is, v'chol bnei hachabura machlifim losis, and the entire people of the group, they exchange to carry, they take turns. Shekulam chveitzim liskos boy, because everybody wants to have the merit, the privilege of carrying the deceased. Kulam paturi mikriyas shema, all of them would be exempt from the reading of the Shema, lifi shehein terudin tridas mitzvah, because they are occupied in an occupation of a mitzvah, carrying the deceased. However, avol shara malavin es hameis, the other people that escort the mace, shein lamita tzorich bahen, the bed of the deceased has no need for them. They're not doing anything. They're just walking along for additional honor of the deceased. So then chayovim bikri shema. Then they're obligated to the reading of the Shema. Well, if you're going to ask, v'afo pi shalavoyis hameisu b'chlal gemilus chesed, even though escorting the dead is considered to be an act of kindness that you go gemilus chesed, so gemilus chesed u minatoyda, and to do an act of kindness is a Torah command.
Right, we read it every morning.
Yes, that's right, in the Brichas HaShachar, right, yeah. U'ma minatoyda, mekomokem heim einan trudim klal, but they are not occupied at all, because they're just there. They're not really occupied in anything else. They are able to read the first verse with intent and while standing. And the rest they can read while they're walking. There is no reason for them to not to do the Shema, because they're not occupied at all. But from the davening, they would be exempt, because davening is only from the rabbis, and the siman kuvav later on over there in the sif aleph in section one, it say that they will be exempt from the davening. Again, the Shema is a Torah, so it's more obligation, so we tell them to read the Shema. Siv base, subsection two. We should not go ahead and take the mace out close to the time that you have to start reading the Shema. In other words, you're going to cause people not to do the Shema because you're bringing it out, let's write in the morning, early in the morning, before they have a chance to do the Shema. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do it in a way that it's not, you're not going to have time to take him out and to bury him before the time of reading the Shema. So if you're going to take him out close to the beginning and you're going to delay until it's not going to be, don't do that. Because then you might delay, the burial until the time will pass. So, therefore, push it off a little bit so everybody can do the Shema and then they won't have to miss it. But what happens if they started to, you know, take him out, even already it's time to read the Shema. So in other words, they shouldn't take him out. They should first read the Shema and then take him out. But they didn't. They took him out. So you don't interrupt to read it. As we said before, only those who are not, the bed has no need for them. They're not occupied in actual carrying of the mace. So other than that, you're not going to have to interrupt and take him out and then try to read it after you're done with the burial. But if not, you're going to miss it. It says, this is said as far as the reading of the Shema of the morning. But close to the time of reading the Shema of the evening, you're allowed to bring him out. Even though there is not enough time to bury him before the time of Shema, because if you don't bury him during the daytime, then you will be violating the prohibition that you should not leave over the body. The body needs to be buried right away. Because even if you are able to bury him at nighttime and you're not going to leave him overnight, it's still Yavra Mitzvah Saseh. You're going to be violating a positive mitzvah. You may not be violating, if you bury him at nighttime, you may not be violating the prohibition against not letting him stay overnight, but you're going to be violating the positive mitzvah of Kikovit Tigburenu B'Yemahu. The verse says in Dvarim Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Gimel, you should bury him on that day. If you're not going to bury him before the sun sets. So therefore, it doesn't apply. You should do the Shema. You should bury him. Make sure to bury him during the daytime. If it is from the time of Plaga Mincha and above, some say that according to some that is Man Krishma Rabbi Yehuda, so already starting from Plaga Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter before nighttime, that it's already considered nighttime then. So it's better to be worried for their words, meaning to say, yeah, you can read Shema, velikris kriya Shema tchila, ulekovre acharkach, and to read the Shema first and to bury him later. Kiva sharova oilam noigim kisvarazu. So, since most of the people do it like this idea, I got to look it over there, but it seems like what he's saying here that most people conduct themselves the question is, but it's only for Kriya Shema, but Baiba Yoim, as far as the fulfilling the mitzvah, burying him on that day, that for sure apparently looks for Plaga Mincha, so for Shkia. Because if you're going to, but the Shema you're going to do, let me just take a look for a second over there. It seems like when he says it that most of the people go like this idea, which he means is that they would
start from Plaga Mincha. So you can read the Shema, although the main is like the other ones. All right, we'll see. I have to just look this up further.
Okay, subsection 3, Gimel. Ha'am ha'iskim behespit. The people, the community that is occupied in eulogizing. Bizman shameis mutl lefneihem. So when the deceased is lying in front of them, nishmotim echad echad, so they slip away one by one. V'koyrim nu mispallim, and they read and they daven. So they go. They cannot all read over here while you're standing and watching. That would be considered making fun of the poor, which means you're not allowed to study Torah from a deceased because he's exempt, and by you doing studying, then you would be sort of making fun of him. But what happens if the mace is not in front of them, but he's elsewhere? So they would read the Shema and daven. The people that come to be there with the mourner, but he sits and he's quiet. He doesn't say anything after them. For the reason explained in Siman Ayin Aleph that a mourner is exempt from all the mitzvahs of the Torah and he's not part of it.
What about the person who reads the Tehillim overnight in front of the mace?
Okay, so the Tehillim is not considered doing a mitzvah over there. He's just reciting. I mean, he's guarding the mace. And besides the point, you're not actually at the mace itself, but you do say the Tehillim, like when you have the person. The Tehillim is different. This exception is not part of, considered like studying Torah or doing the mitzvah of Shema, things like that.
You mentioned also saying Tefillah.
You know, the obligation. We're talking about the Tefillah of Amida, davening, Shimon Esra, things like that. Sivdal, kovros ha-meis, after they buried the dead, v'chozur ha-veilim l'kabat ha-nchulim, and the mourners have returned to accept comforting, v'cholom ha-elch ma-chareim, and the whole people are walking after them, v'mokim ha-kevel, v'mokim sh'omdim sh'om ha-veilim, from the place of the grave to the place where the mourners are. Lasis shura, they make a line, l'kabat ha-nchulim, to receive the comfort, so they would make the place. They moved away from the kever, and now they're going to make a line over there. So, if the community can, the people can start and complete, even if they can only do one chapter or even one pasuk, actually, a gila shura before they come to that line, as they're walking back, they should start and they should read everything that they could. If they can't make it, lo yaschilu. If there is time to read afterwards. But if the time of reading of the Shema will pass, though they shouldn't start if they can do it afterwards. But if there is, the Zman Krishma will pass, Yikru Kriya Shema Tchila, they should first read the Shema and then go there. Kivan shadayin l'schil mitznan chumim, because they hadn't started yet the mitzvah of comforting, because they haven't reached the line yet. So they'll just be by the line later. So they should do first the Shema. Finally, sivhei ha'imdim b'shura l'nachmai, those who are standing in the line to comfort. Hapnimim, those who are inside the line, haroim pnei ha'avil, that they actually see the face of the mourner, peturim, they are exempt. But those on the outer line, those who don't see the actual mourners, they are obligated to read.
Okay, this one.
Yes, but we're talking about, but the two lines, maybe there's other people bunched up on the further on behind them. So he says the line that's inside, those are facing the Avelim, they say they have to, because they, I guess they're doing the main mitzvah. Those who are outside are just standing, they're not as important, and that's why they wouldn't be exempt from reading the Shema.